Hi, Bob Barney with The Plain Truth Today, brought to you by theplaintruth.com. Welcome to the show. If you're new, we are glad to have you on board. Today's subject we're going to talk about is the new Virginia government under the new liberal, so-called conservative or middle-of-the-road Democrat. No such thing in politics. You couldn't get there unless you were a radical, liberal, hating America type leader. And as anybody that listens to the show knows, I have a business, and our main location for our business is in Wakefield, Virginia. And so how Virginia goes is how we know what's going to happen to us. Between EPA raids, in this case, it'll be the DEQ, which is the EPA of Virginia. We went through this when Terry McAuliffe was governor. When the Democrats take over Virginia, we really go as bad as California. We are California East. And you will see, mark my words, by the end of this administration, thousands and thousands of jobs disappear, and manufacturing, especially if you're in the chemical manufacturing business, move to Florida. We have a Florida location for that reason. We also have locations now throughout the world for the reasons because of tariffs, because of government interference. You want to know why businesses move overseas? I'm going to tell you why businesses move overseas and why it's going to be very difficult to get businesses back here. Because the minute you come back here and you try to do something, you get some idiot like our new governor of Virginia that wants to do anything they can do to drive anybody with any money or any drive or any business person out of the state. And so if you invested in this state a lot of money and it takes years to recoup your investment, well, you got problems coming. Here are just things that happen on day one of the new government in Virginia.
The many tax increases and proposals Democrats in Virginia are considering passing. They include additional local sales tax in all Virginia counties and cities, new personal property tax on electric leaf blowers and electric landscaping equipment, large employer tax, gun and ammunition tax, new income tax brackets, a delivery tax. This would hit you if you make an order on Amazon, Uber Eats, or an order that includes UPS, FedEx, delivery, etc. here in Northern Virginia. There's also a tax they're looking at for events, concerts, an investment income tax, storage facility tax, gym membership tax, dog walking tax, dog grooming tax, counseling tax, digital personal property tax, new car taxes and highway use fees, an increase in the hotel tax here in Arlington, statewide speed cameras. Now, these aren't taxes, but they would include more fines for some drivers, dry cleaning tax, home repair tax, and a vehicle repair tax. Political science professors Larry Sabato and Stephen Farnsworth believe not all of the tax increases will pass the General Assembly.
I think it's important to note that a lot of what gets proposed in the legislature never comes to pass.
But if they do pass, Sabato says Governor Abigail Spanberger should get involved.
The impression is terrible, and it contradicts the theme of affordability.
You know, if somebody really thinks that Spanberger is going to get involved, she's the one proposing all of these taxes. This is the so-called moderate Democrat, the new moderate Democrat. It's a joke. It's an absolute joke. And if you're a business person in Virginia, you have to think about, well, maybe I need to move more of my stuff to Florida. And that is, by the way, we're going to do. We're going to start shipping much more out of Florida than we're going to ship out of Virginia because of all of the FedEx taxes and the UPS taxes. It's ridiculous. And who pays these taxes, by the way? Who's going to pay the taxes? You order something online because you live out in the middle of nowhere, Virginia. And a lot of places in Virginia is nowhere, Virginia. I know. I live in nowhere, Virginia. And you order a lot of stuff on Amazon. And what's going to happen now, you're going to pay 5, 6, 7% tax on everything you buy from Amazon. Think about that. Absolutely think about that. Or anything you want to buy from any other person shipping to you by FedEx. You have a, let's say you do your own repairs on your car and you need to buy four tires. Well, four tires are going to come to you if you don't go to a local tire store. And by the way, there will be a tire tax if you do that anyway. But if you buy it online, like from tires.com, and you buy four tires, now you're going to get not only a state sales tax on those tires you buy, which you would at the store as well. But now you're going to have to pay a delivery tax on the UPS or FedEx that delivers those tires. It's the consumer that's going to pay. The Democrats love to tax the middle-class consumer because, secret here, people, you're the ones that pay everything. Rich people don't pay everything. They're going to just move on to Florida where they don't have to worry about it. There is going to be a rich man's tax. You heard about all these tax proposals in this last broadcast there. And there's going to be a 10% tax on people, they say, making over $1 million a year. Sounds a lot. But do you realize every farmer in Virginia makes over $1 million a year on their LLC? But that's not what they really earn. So they're going to pay $100,000 tax, and they're barely making it now. Think about that. You think your food prices are going to go up from that? You better think so, because every farm that I know of is basically an LLC, which means all of the businesses get on their personal taxes. This is what people voted for, in my opinion. This is not going to go over very well, but in my opinion, because of what Donald Trump did. Donald Trump's, with his tariffs and his idea of taxing everything in the world you can think of through tariffs, got the Democrats some mojo, you could say, where they lied to the people during elections. Democrats are great liars. They're better than any Republican when it comes to lying. And they promised they were going to be lowering the cost for the middle class. Well, what you just heard, and you're going to hear some more, is not lowering the class for anybody in the middle class. They're going to double what you pay in taxes by the end of their term. And Virginia is going to go back into a absolute sorry state of affairs like it was under Terry McAuliffe. Here's some more.
She has the veto power, and there's item veto. There are a lot of things that she can employ. And they will be employed, because otherwise this will end up being the central criticism of her first year in office.
We're waiting for a response from Spamberger on if she plans to veto the proposed tax increases. We do know Spamberger isn't opposed to all tax and fee increases. Last week, Spamberger told lawmakers that Virginia will rejoin the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative. That move would add a fee back on your electricity bill. Nick.
Yeah, that's what I'll give you an example. Electricity in Virginia is one of the highest in the country. Connecticut, I think, leads the 50 states. Hey, that's a Democrat state, by the way. I think California comes in second. Oh, that's a Democrat state, too. Either New York or Illinois comes in third. But you want to know what's in the top five? Virginia. Virginia utility bills are outrageous. And now you're going to pay a tax on your utility bill. Think about that. Who does that hurt? Does that hurt a rich person? Does that hurt Al Gore, whose electric bill was like $35,000 a month 25 years ago? Do you think that hurts a billionaire like that? No, it hurts Joe and Sue, American citizen, who already has. You know, the average electric bill in Virginia, I believe, is around $400 a month. The average. I know we have a pretty big house, I will admit that, but we spend anywhere from $400 to $700 a month. We spend around $11,000 a month at our business and our plant, and now they're going to put a tax on that. Who's going to pay that? When a product is being made in Virginia and they have to use electricity to make the product, you know, manufacturers use a lot of electricity, and their electric bill goes up by 10%, who is going to pay that? It is you, and this is what you voted for, but unfortunately you voted for it because, again, you bought the lie. You bought the lie that Democrats always say, they're for the little guy. That's why all the billionaires are Democrats, right? That's why Soros is a billionaire and he funds all the Democrat programs. Bill Gates is a billionaire who says he's going to give away his money, a big lie. And, of course, he's a Democrat and also an Epstein person, it looks like, too, according to the Epstein files, because they're all perverts, pedophiles, and people who absolutely despise the middle class of America. And they want to see you either compel, go in line, get in line, or get killed, get shot. You're worthless people to these people. And I do say Donald Trump's caused a lot of this because he's made everybody mad. And when people get mad, you have something I talk about all the time, cognitive dissonance. And that is you go to illogical conclusions. The nun becomes the whore. right? The prostitute becomes the nun. And you don't find a middle road. You don't find a balance. You swing from left, you swing to right. Well, we thought, to the right under Donald Trump this time because we thought we were going to get Trump 1.0. And what we found was a Democrat-type Donald Trump. And so people getting mad, vote for the Democrats, for pity's sakes, thinking they're going to have a moderate, like a moderate in Virginia and a moderate in New Jersey. And if you believe that, then you need to buy the Brooklyn Bridge because it's for sale too. I'm sure you go to New York City, you get to the right place, you can ask somebody if that bridge is for sale. You know what? They're going to say it is. I'll be right back after a word for The Plain Truth. ThePlainTruth.com is the place to go to every day to find out what's going on around you, what's happening in the world, how it's going to affect you and your family, and most importantly, what your future is going to be like. And we use things like common sense when we deliver the news and commentary, like these programs called The Plain Truth Today. And we also use biblical prophecy for the large-scale things that's going to be tomorrow's headlines. Go to ThePlainTruth.com every day. Thank you for listening. Well, we're back to the Virginia House Democrats, and they're controlling the state with a governor that's going to absolutely make life miserable for the average Virginian. Here's another take from Fox Business on what happened in Virginia. For someone who was born and raised in North Carolina and lived in Virginia, actually, this person on the Fox Business Network, she actually lived for a long time, and I believe her mother still lives in Franklin, Virginia, which is less than 8 miles from where my house is. So let's listen to this report.
Well, that didn't take long. After campaigning as "we're moderate," Democrats made a quick U-turn in Virginia, unleashing a blitz of tax hikes and heavy regulation on the fine people of the Commonwealth. But did you vote for it? Because if you did, you're getting it and getting it hard. From new taxes on dry cleaning, landscaping, even ammunition, plus a major push for rent control, the radical laundry list seems endless. It is putting businesses, investors, and homeowners on notice.
Rent control and controlling what people are going to pay for rent. Mom, Dami in Virginia. That's what it sounds like to me. We'll see how it works in New York, and it's not going to work any better in Virginia. You can take that to the bank if you have any money to take to the bank.
It literally took these dopes 48 hours right. To start introducing these bills. I could go on and on and on.
Yeah,
but somebody voted for it.
Can I add to the list?
Yes, please.
What is Governor Abigail Spanberger doing, who said there was going to be a moderate agenda? Within hours of being sworn in, Dagan, what does she do? She reverses the executive order that Glenn Youngkin put in place that forced local and state officials from cooperating with ICE. We were just talking about sanctuary cities. Within hours, she turned the state into a sanctuary state. But she didn't stop there. In addition to the list you brought up, there's also this bill that she's backing that would prohibit state agencies who hand out grant money to determine the eligibility of applicants. HB 1369. Are you paying attention? Did you just see what's going on in Minnesota, in California?
The reason that all Democrats want to absolutely not investigate anybody they give grant money to, because they're getting kickbacks. You think Tim Walz got a kickback in Minnesota? You think so? You think the communist who was schooled, or actually schooled or taught in China himself, communist spy Walz, didn't get any of this $9 billion, now I hear it's $20 billion in scamology in the state of Minnesota? Well, Spanberger is going to do this in Virginia because she knows there's a lot of money to be made there for her and for fellow Democrat sleazebags.
Question isn't, is Spanberger trying to turn Virginia into California? It's whether she's trying to turn Virginia into Venezuela.
Oh,
like, literally, we're going down the most destructive path for a great commonwealth.
She is a very dangerous politician, and here's why. Because she is a liar. She got elected on this idea that she would be somewhat moderate, maybe a little bit left of center. But if you remember back to November of 2020, after the Democrats lost a lot of their elections, they had a little House caucus call. And it was then Congresswoman Spanberger who said, quote, "Don't say socialism ever again." And she was talking about the party moving more left and becoming more progressive. And she said, "We will get F-bomb torn apart." She understood even at that time that as they were moving left, they had to be very careful about their messaging, and they had to be careful how they were selling it to people. Now, there's places like New York City where people ate it up. I mean, they just ate it up off a plate with a fork. But there are still some people that are afraid of that word. She understands it. And even though she and the party want to go that way, she understands that you have to walk that fine line.
I want to just say something. I interrupt this one more time for a comment about Barack Obama. Barack Obama, like Spanberger, and she is really an image, a white female image of Barack Obama. Barack Obama knew that if he was to tell the truth about what he was going to do as president, he could never be elected. He lied. And the Democrats have always been successful when they lied about what they were going to do, because people are so stupid, they keep voting for them, thinking they're going to get a different result because the Democrats tell them they're going to act differently when they get back in power. The second they get back in power, however, the real monster, the real devil shows up. And that's what's happened with every case there is. Now, the Democrats lose elections, like with Hillary Clinton, and I think also in 2020, but they lose elections in 2024 when the Democrats double down on boys and girls locker rooms, the transgender doctrines, and all of these stuff, tax increases on the so-called rich. When they tell the truth, they don't get elected. And this is what this commentator is saying about Spanberger. She knew back in 2020, if the Democrats want to get elected in Virginia, they got to learn to lie. And she was right when she called her a liar, because that's what she is. She is a liar. And the people of Virginia are going to suffer miserably for it. Maybe they deserve it. I don't think I don't deserve it, but I'm going to live through it. But I see more and more people like myself, especially when you have the ability to move your businesses around like we have been able to do. We couldn't do this 20 years ago when Barack Obama came in. We could not do this. But we can do it today. My family business has prospered. We become an international business, and now we can move around. But I get a laugh when I talk to MAGA people, even, who think that we're going to bring manufacturing back to America. I don't care what if Donald Trump did the best he could do and bring people back here, these states still are going to chase these businesses away. Do you remember when AOC single-handedly got Amazon out of New York, out of her district? 1,600 jobs. And Amazon, unlike Walmart, pays pretty good money to their people. And she got them out, and she was proud about it? Well, this is what happens under Democrat rule. And this is the other thing that I have a problem with the Donald Trump 2.0. I predicted to my editor. I don't think she wanted to hear me. You know, I know she transcribes this, so she's hearing me now. But I said, this is my biggest problem with Donald Trump 2.0. He is going to cause Democrats to take over the House, maybe the Senate. And when the Democrats get back in power, and if they become president in 28, America is never coming back. It's never coming back. I can put that on paper right now. America will be flushed down the toilet if Americans allow the devil to deceive them again. There was a cartoon that I really like about a fox talking to a bunch of sheep saying, "Don't worry about my reputation. I will take care of you. I will never attack you." And that is what the Democrat Party is all about. Let me finish up this thing, and we got one more afterwards.
And this is why I get so frustrated with people, because it's like, do your homework, understand what your candidate is really all about, understand what the policies are, because actions speak louder than words. Just saying and standing up and saying, "Well, I'm going to be a moderate," isn't enough to guarantee that that's what's going to happen in your state.
Well, the Democrats have a supermajority in the legislature.
Yeah, right.
In Virginia, and that's part of the problem where a lot of these bills were introduced just again within the first couple of days, banning the hand counting of election ballots, eliminating mandatory minimum sentencing for rape.
Did you see that? Banning the valid counting of of votes, because Democrats, like 2020, and I am consistent, 2020 was a stolen election, and last Friday's wrap-up, I predicted that this Georgia case that everybody is laughing about is going to find problems in Fulton County, Georgia. Guarantee it. And they're going to, and this is the one thing that Donald Trump administration is probably going to prove. Probably it's going to be too late, and the Supreme Court is probably going to rule against them. But they're going to prove there was fraud all over this country. And the reason he won in 2024 is because they learned over the 4 years from 2020 to 2024 how to stop the national fraud in elections. The Democrats are masters of fraud. They have been since I was a kid. I mean, Ronald Reagan famously said, and this was back, I believe, even before 1980, I think he said it in 76, that if you do not believe in the concept of the resurrection of the dead, then you haven't been to Chicago on election night when the dead show up to vote. Let me finish with this, and we're going to have one more stake.
Manslaughter, assaulting a law enforcement officer, distribution of child pornography, repeat violent felonies. I could go on, but this is the, I hope the Republicans can use this in the midterms, because this is the classic Democrat playbook of coddling criminals, stealing elections, fomenting fraud, and then crushing working people with new taxes.
I'm not taking up time. This is Virginia block. I get my own Minnesota blocks to what's happening in my state. This is your state. I will say, though, she won by 15 points, and you already pointed out Democrats got a supermajority. You know, what do they say? Democracy is the theory of you give voters what they want, good and hard. This is what they asked for. They voted for this overwhelmingly in Virginia, and they're going to find out what it that they did.
But Dagan can speak more to this, but you have to really understand
Dagan is the one who lived in Franklin.
Virginia's two states. There's Northern Virginia, which has a population to affect elections, and there's the rest of the state.
You know, I get it.
And I think, well, Dagan, the state of Virginia, like everybody south of Northern Virginia have got to be just petrified.
And that's the case. We are all petrified with what's going on in this state. And I'm telling you, you're going to see, like in New York City, you're going to see a rich flight, you're going to see a business flight out of the state, and you're going to see this state absolutely become California, or as Dagan said, Venezuela North. I'll be right back for the final wrap-up of the show. Hi, Bob Barney for The Plain Truth Today and theplaintruth.com, the place to go to every day to know what's going on in the world around you. We have Your Health Today for your health issues. We have the message board, which we call our water cooler news, that anybody can leave any story they want within reason. We do moderate it. And we have these podcasts. That's theplaintruth.com. Please go there every day and understand the world around you to make informed, rational, and sound decisions in your life. Well, we're back for this last thing on Virginia, new governor, and what's going on here, and it's a mess.
Of what the next few years of a Spanberger administration will bring.
They just don't care that the two senators, the national senators, Warner and the guy who looks like Tim Walz but isn't,
The other Tim.
we've tried. I know that over the years we've tried to get them. I'm on the board of Patrick Henry's last home and burial place. Yes, thank Patrick Henry for your Bill of Rights. They don't want to have anything to do with Red Hill. They won't come visit. Nothing. They treat the so sad Virginia. Everything south of the James River is just a bunch of hayseeds and hicks that just deserve to rot, and that's how they've treated that part of the state.
Here's one last commentator on another channel, living in Greater D.C. His name is Rick Hardian, and he had a good comment as well, and I thought I would put it in this episode. Said it better than me.
You may have seen the headline saying that Virginia could hike its state income tax rate all the way up to around 13.8% for some people, which would actually be higher than California.
That's the state of Virginia as it is today. When I moved here from Florida in 1996, I thought Florida was going to be what Virginia is today. I saw Lawton Childs become the governor, a Democrat, demon-possessed man as he was. I really thought Florida was going the way of the evil devil Democrat Party. So I moved to Virginia, what I thought was going to be a safe state to build a business in. big mistake, because over the years, we had a couple decent Republican governors. Actually, one really good Republican governor got rid of half the car tax. I don't know, people outside of Virginia do not know this, but you know, we have a car tax on the value of your car every year. If you have yourself a $60,000, $70,000 car, which is a high-end car, but it's not the highest of end cars, but it's a pretty, you know, the average pickup truck, believe it or not, is $60,000. You know what the yearly annual tax on that car is? It's more than your insurance and your gasoline bill, most likely, put together. It's around $5,000. And before the repeal of half of the whole tax to half the tax, it used to be $9,000 to $10,000. I couldn't believe it the first time we moved to Virginia in 96. And we had a Lincoln Navigator, was brand new, and I had a $4,700, and this is 1996, a $4,700 tax bill on a car that the monthly, if you thought about that, it's about $400 a month. And we were paying $360 for the car. Think about that. And this is what Democrat policies bring you. That's what's going to happen if the Democrats take over the House and the Senate, which I'm afraid they're going to do. This is why I have been so down on the Donald Trump 2.0 administration, because cognitive dissonance is real. People do not find a balance in their life. They swing from left to right. I wish they could find a balance in their life, but the average American, like the average person in the world, is subject to swings. And we are on the way of swinging radically to the left, I'm afraid. And I hope the Democrats overplay their hand right now. They think they're winning on everything over this ICE deal. And if they overplay their hands early enough this year, they will do themselves in. I always said the best thing for Democrats has been Donald Trump, because Democrats speaking for Democrats will always lose if they tell the truth. And unfortunately, we have people like Spanberger and we had people like Barack Obama who know better than telling the truth. And that is what's happening in many states. The person in one, and I can't think of her right name right now, I'm sorry, but the person who won in New Jersey and our governor now in Virginia, Barack Obama, and some of these new people, like, I don't know about this Governor Moore of Maryland. He sounds like he's a middle of the road Democrat, but I doubt it. I think he's running for president. He's going to be the next Barack Obama type running for president. He's got a very impressive record so far, and he is a military man. He's got a military background. That can be bad. And I think he's going to be, when this is all said and done, probably the leading Democrat running for president in 2028. And if he's elected president based on very conservative principles that he shows in Maryland, people are going to be very shocked of how he rules, and that's the right word, dictates and rules as president. Because every single Democrat you could ever vote for doesn't like you. If you are white, middle class, male or female, American citizen. Now, if you're an illegal alien, or if you're a criminal, if you're a rapist, if you're an Epstein-type pedophile, you are going to be protected like you cannot believe by the Democratic Party, much more than even the Republicans will protect their own. That's the show for today. This is Bob Barney for The Plain Truth Today, saying I do thank people for listening. I hope that people do listen enough to realize we have to change what's going on, because America is going down a road that the Bible predicts what will happen to us. If you listen to the show long enough, you know who the Bible says America is. We are found in the pages of the Bible. Go back to The Plain Truth and you can find out. There's a page you can get from the front page of theplaintruth.com that says America, biblical identity or something like that. And you can learn that America is found more in the Bible than any other nation mentioned. That's a hint. And we are destined to go the way of that nation in the past and going into captivity under a antichrist beast that comes out of Europe. This is Bob Barney again for The Plain Truth Today. Thank you for listening. We'll be back again tomorrow for another edition. We do appreciate you. Bye-bye.